and Avon Lake head coach Scott Sedlick has stopped by here at the table to talk to yours truly, Andy Bulbarch, Coach Tom Evans, and Sean Bennett with the Chronicle-Telegram. Coach Sedlick, we appreciate you coming by here. Let's get right into it. What are your expectations for the upcoming season?
Yeah, that's a really good question. What are my expectations for the upcoming season? I have a team that I have not really seen wrestle yet. Coming out from California and haven't been around Wellington or being around Ohio wrestling and coming from Wellington, it's been a while. I was out in California for 19 years. And then I just came back here, moved to Avon Lake, and then luck had it that I got ended up getting the coaching job here at Avon Lake High School. So I haven't seen these kids wrestle a whole lot. Luckily, we have that Mat Boss program where there's some matches on there. I got to review some things. But we got a couple good seniors coming back, John Perry and Ty Taggart. And I watched some of those guys wrestle on the video, and I'm thinking they got a good shot. I know that John made it to districts and was pretty close to qualifying for state last year, so he's going to be one of our top guys.
Hey, Coach, obviously you join a coaching group in Lorain County. There's a lot of coaches here that are former state champions like yourself. You won a state championship at Wellington with your dad coaching. At Avon Lake, Sean Bristow, Jeremy Johnson, Eric Burnett, four-timer, and stuff like that. How nice is it to have that kind of experience of what it takes to reach that final step, win that that final prize? It gives you, I think, a unique coaching perspective that a lot of guys don't have.
You know, that's a true statement. I think there's a little bit to wrestling that's not so much just technique and all those other things that are there. It's just getting the kids to believe in themselves and being like, hey, you know, you can be a state champion. You can be a state placer. And sometimes kids don't realize that they can do those things until someone tells them, this is a reality. That other kid, he's just a kid just like you. He's no different. Like, you got to go out there and wrestle your best and see what you can do. And so I think just having that presence in the room and being able to tell them, hey, I've done this. We can do it. There was a time where I didn't think I could be a state champ, but I ended up being a state champ because I believed in myself and the path that I took, and it happened. And so that's kind of the idea that we really strive to look at. And it's a tough district, obviously, with Elyria and St. Ed's and everybody in there. And they have to realize that these guys are just kids, just like your kids. You know, you're in high school, you're wrestling. You have the same chance that they do. Don't think that you're beat before you wrestle, because that's not something that you can ever win with. That mentality can't be there.
Scott, I'm guessing you're not having a hard time finding assistant coaches. You probably had one volunteer pretty quick to jump on in with you. But I love your father and watching him. But tell me what the identity of Avon Lake Wrestling is going to be under your leadership. What can we expect? What are we going to see from the Avon Lake Wrestlers?
Well, we're going to see a lot of good things. I don't coach in a way that shows kids that there's only one way to wrestle. We have a lot of knowledge. I mean, obviously hiring my dad back into the system, there's a lot of knowledge there. I mean, to get a National Hall of Fame wrestling coach on your staff, no one's ever going to turn that down, no matter who it is. That's something you want. He's got so much knowledge base. I have a lot of stuff coming from California, coming back out here after 16 years of head coaching out there that I've brought back that's different than what I've learned at Wellington and what I've learned in Ohio. And so there's a good mix of some things that are happening in the room right now that we're really working on, you know, just in general, like that mentality of how do you win? What's it take to win in wrestling? It doesn't take much. Good position, you know, good position. That's number one. And if you teach that and you get them to realize, hey, if I stay in good position, we're going to be good. You know, if you get out of position, you're not going to be good. Like, those are the ideas that are there. It's pretty simple.
You know, you haven't really seen your kids yet. You know, some of them are still playing football and are going to be playing football for a few more weeks. And
yeah,
we really haven't got the season underway. How do you start setting expectations in your head with so many unknowns?
I actually don't have any expectations. I'll be honest with you. I'm coaching in a way right now that's like, I don't know what I have. And what I see is what I get, and what the kids that are come out are what I have. I got at least 25 kids out right now. I'm going to have probably four or five more once football ends. So we got a good base. We're looking at the future of the program as well. We built our youth program, K-6. We got 80 kids out right now in our youth program. We got 42 kids out in junior high. These are numbers that Avon Lake hasn't seen in a long time. So our goal is to build this from the bottom up as those kids come through. What we have now, we only have three or four seniors on the team and two juniors. And I got 20, you know, 24 other, like, freshmen and sophomores on the team that are going to be building into this program. All those kids have been wrestling for a while. So this year, expectations, we got to go out there and do what we can, see where those kids fit in, have wrestle-offs, see who's hitting the spots. Goal is to have a full lineup. Have a full lineup, that's goal number one. Goal number two, go beat some people we haven't beat in a while. And then we'll let it work from there. We got a tough schedule. I mean, I put in Medina tournament, and we're wrestling a tri-meet against St. Vincent St. Mary's and CVCA this year. So we put in some extra stuff that's maybe a little higher level than what they've wrestled in the past, but if they're going to compete with the teams we talked about already, we got to wrestle good teams. We got to see where we're lacking, and we got to make improvements on those things.
Obviously, being a new coach, I'm sure you'd like to maybe ease into it a little bit, but bam, first opening weekend, you're hosting probably one of the biggest tournaments in the county, which obviously adds some new things that you might have to do. I'm sure you're getting plenty of help and stuff like that, but the expectations are a little bit higher because you're the host school. The guys probably want to do a lot more because that's their gymnasium they're competing in. Just talk about starting out with a bang with Cobos Insurance Classic that weekend.
Yeah, you know, we have that the Cobos Classic. Bob Cobos, what a great guy, right?
Yeah.
And I just met him for the first time, a month or so ago. And what an asset to have for the wrestling community. But besides that, the tournament's going to be great. I mean, we're going to have a lot of kids there wrestling. I'm getting to see them for the first time in real varsity action, wrestling other schools that are real good. We're also hosting the last high school open invite at Avon Lake High School, too, on November 17th. So the K through 6 and the junior high and the high school can then wrestle in that. So my kids are going to get a chance to get on the mat in their own school again before the season even starts, to get a chance to get some action, give me some more insight, hopefully, to what we need to work on before the season starts. That might give us a little bit of an edge moving into that first tournament where I can see all my kids wrestle in real matches against other kids, not just the kids in the room. And that will help out a lot. So it's going to be exciting.
Good stuff, Coach. Well, seems like you've got great youth numbers already. Seems like the future is very bright for Avon Lake. Coach Sedlick, we appreciate you stopping by the table here, giving us some of your time, and best of luck to you this season.
Thank you very much. I hear we're going to see you guys at the Cobos Insurance, right?
Yep.
Indeed. Yep.
All right,
yep.
Can't
we
wait for
there,
it.
Coach.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach.